with the Spirit came down on Jesus, also enlighten us so that we will arrive at a deeper understanding of the person and function of the child born in Bethlehem. There's a movie in Netflix, The Pope's Exorcist. Exorcists are those who are given the power by the church to drive out demons. And the Pope's exorcist is real. Father Amorth, played by Russell Crowe. Father Amorth conducted more than 1,000 exorcisms. Now, in the movie, in Netflix, I am not a Netflix fan. I have not seen it yet. But in my wall, there are trailers. There are snatches from the movie. And one that particularly struck me was when the priest was cursed by the boy who was possessed by the demon. He said, "You filthy priest, you're a sinner." And the priest, played by Russell Crowe, said, can you tell me any of my sins?" And the possessed boy became silent. And the priest said, "You could not say any sin that I have committed, because all the sins I have committed were forgiven in the name of Jesus." I talked to some exorcists. Takot daw yung demonyo, sabihin mo lang Jesus eh. So we celebrate today the most holy name of Jesus. Starts from Yeshua. Yeshua is Hebrew. And in the dream of Saint Joseph, he was said, "You shall call him Jesus because he shall save his people from their sins." So in the gospel today, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and described him. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. From Isaiah, "By his wounds we have been healed." And John also says, "He ranks ahead of me because he existed before me. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God from the beginning." And John also said that when he baptized Jesus, he saw the Spirit come down and remain. And that is why he knew that Jesus is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. And John said, "Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." This Jesus is the Son of God. So, in the first reading, also from the letter of Saint John, he said, "Everyone who commits sin commits lawlessness, for sin is lawlessness. But no one who remains in Jesus sins, because in him there is no more sin." We also remember Philippians 2:10, that Jesus did not cling to his being God. He was God, but he came down, sent by his Father. He did not cling to his being God, but emptied himself and took the form of a slave. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bend. Everyone will worship him and acknowledge him as God. Those above the earth, those on the earth, and those below the earth. I always call attention to that. With the stained glass window from Germany. Sayang hindi natin nakikita. But it's Christ the King with wounds on his hands. And the angels worship him above the earth. And then there people who look like three kings, pero may isang inchiki. Iyon yung in the earth who worship Him, who are invited to worship Him. And below, minsan hindi nyo na nakikita, andyan yung mga demonyo. Still bending their knee before Jesus. That at the name of Jesus, Philippians, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bend above the earth, on the earth, below the earth. Everyone in the universe will acknowledge the name of Jesus because He will save their people from their sin. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So if you do something bad, in His name, you will be forgiven. Kaya lang, sinabi rin niya, whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you do not forgive, they are not forgiven. So kaya lang, mangumpisal ka doon sa pare na makasalanan din. Pero kung nagkumpisal na yung pare, wala na rin yung kasalanan, kagaya nung exorcist. So if you do something bad, nang bubuli ka, you're thinking of suicide, which is a sin, just thinking about it. Kung nag-i-slash ka, dahil you cannot bear the pain of depression and anxiety anymore. If you create false Facebook accounts, tapos ilalagay mo yung pangalan ng kinasusuklaman mo doon, pagkatapos lalagyan mo ng mga picture niya na embarrassing, tapos magpakamatay na yon, who will forgive you? Most holy name of Jesus. He is the Lamb of God, takes away the sin of the world. So let us go back to confess you. Yung Pope, hindi na naman siguro nagkakasala yung Pope siya. Pero every 2 weeks, he confesses to a very young priest, yung ka-ordain pa lang, just to really experience humiliation of telling your sins to somebody who has no experience yet in the priesthood. Every knee shall bend. Because at the name of Jesus, the one who existed before all time, the one on whom the Spirit came down, we are saved. Yeshua, He shall save His people from their sins. Let us also bend our knee before Christ. Let us worship Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Christ the Lord, He is Savior. Let us thank Him for not clinging. He stripped Himself with being God so that He can be one of us. Let us be sorry for our sins. And if we confessed it, let us thank Him, because the Pope, the prophet said, even if your sins are like a red as blood, it will become white as snow, because He is Yeshua, and He shall save His people from their sins.